This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. We'll open up the phone lines here coming up in a little bit, 913-586-7965. So, we haven't talked about it yet, but one thing I saw as I was sitting in the chair after the midday show was a couple of these texts. Guys, I think that Rashee Rice should just spend his 30 days in jail now just to get it knocked out. Other people, go serve your 30 days now. He should do the 30 days while he's suspended. This seemed to be like a very popular stance on the text line. That doesn't seem like a really good idea to me. Now, I never been to jail. Don't know anything about jail. But this is just what I'm guessing. I'm guessing that the nutrition probably isn't what you need it to be to fuel your body for a NFL season. I'm also guessing, Rob, that the equipment that you got to work out on to eventually come back and play in the NFL is not where it needs to be. I'm guessing. I don't know this to be the case. Again, this is just an hypothesis on my end. You have 5 years to knock this out. You don't have to do it right now. You know where I want Rashee Rice? I want him locked in with his trainer. I want him locked in with the medical staff that is continuously monitoring his knee, how he is progressing, how he is responding to things. I want him somewhere locked in with a trainer and somebody that he trusts to try to simulate game weeks as much as possible to keep your body and your mind fresh and focused on football to get through these 6 weeks so you can show up that Wednesday right before they play the Las Vegas Raiders ready to go. I don't want him going to prison during this time, not when you have all this other available time outside of the football season to get this done. You don't have to rush to do it. Why can't you just go to prison in late February? The Chiefs don't have any team activities during then. They have none. Nothing. That's when I would do it. I'm not doing this in September or October. No. That's what I would advise Rashee Rice to do. I don't know where you train. I have absolutely no clue where he trains. I'm assuming it's somewhere in Texas. I assume you got a trainer that you really trust and lock in with. I would go lock in with him. I maybe go spend some time around my college program talking to him about why you're here. I would just really create a support system to get yourself through these next 6 weeks, keep your body fresh, your mind fresh. Hell, go work out with your college team. They can't suspend you from doing that. You can go show up, run around, catch some routes. I mean, SMU, they made the college football playoff. They're ranked in the preseason top 25. That's not a bad way to spend your time. You know where I don't want him at? I don't want him in lockup. I can't believe people are suggesting this as an ideal during the football season? Absolutely not. Please keep him as far away from the jail as possible. If you want to go to jail, great. Do that in March. Do that when we have no possible activities, when your body is recovering, you're trying to get done with the season. Please don't do that in the middle of September and October. Please don't.
I mean, I agree with you 100%. Like, there's no point in even arguing it. I'm just sitting here legitimately stunned at the amount of people that are suggesting that. Like, the same text line, now I'm not saying it's the same texters, the same text line that told me a few years ago the Chiefs were 3-4, that, oh, one of the reasons they were 3-4 is off-the-field distractions, they weren't focused on the game, they were 3-4. The same text line that said, see, I told you so, Travis Kelce wasn't totally dedicated to working out last offseason, and that's why he was a half step slow. That same text line is now telling me that for the next 6 weeks, Rashee Rice should just sit in jail somewhere, just hang out, watch TV. Well, the top text, load up the commissary account, watch TV, and he'll be all right. The same text line that told me that Travis Kelce filming commercials in a movie and being on tour with Taylor Swift was a distraction that slowed him down is now pro a guy being in jail during the season. Come on now.
I don't know. It don't make no sense to me. I don't know. Now, I never been locked up in any capacity, prison, jail, county, any of this. I'm sitting here reading it right now. The text line is making it seem like county is just like it's nothing. Like, yeah, I don't think he's going to Rikers. I don't think he's going to Sing Sing. I never thought that. I don't think he's going to San Quentin or playing basketball at Pelican Bay. I never thought that. I know one thing. I don't want to find out what 30 days in county looks like. I have no interest in doing that. None. Not at all. None. That does not sound fun to me. Not even a little bit. Please, keep that away from me. I don't want to do it. I'm just saying, this. None of this sounds like a good idea, especially when you don't have to do it. Someone says you do the crime, you do the time. No, you're right. I'm not saying that he can get out of the 30 days. He has to do the 30 days. I'm simply saying he doesn't need to do the 30 days while the Chiefs are playing week 4 against the Ravens. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Why can't you just do this after the football season? You have 5 years to complete this, and the 30 days don't have to be consecutive. You can do a week in here, a week in there, a week here, a week there. That's all I'm saying. Let's do it. Someone on the text line, Carrington, you're acting soft. Hey, if not wanting to go to county or jail or any of those things, so makes me soft. Hey, I'm soft. I don't want to find out nothing about jail. That does not sound like a very fun place to me in any capacity. Nothing about it sounds fun. It doesn't sound like the place I want to be hanging out and spending any of my free time. I don't know about you. I like being able to come and go as I please. That's something I've got very, very fond of over the last few years of my life. I'm serious. That's not something I want to know something about. If that's part of your life, cool. I'm fine. I don't know where you guys are acting like he's going to an all-inclusive. Like he's going to St. Lucia for these 30 days. I'm just like, I don't know. I would just sit down for a bit. Work out with my trainer. Keep my mind sharp. Keep my body sharp. Eat right. Continue to rehab my knee. I'm not going to jail. It just doesn't really sound like a very, very fun place.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.